Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria peaking at 23 degrees tomorrow, Johannesburg 20, eMlahleni also reaching a maximum of 20 degrees. The MK Party's Floyd Shivambu says he's not planning on resigning from the party, even though he took some shots at some of its leaders today.
So the president of Umkhonto Sizwe, whom I dearly and so deeply respect, is surrounded by political scoundrels who opportunistically use his kindness, sometimes gullibility that comes with age, to influence him towards wrong directions.
He also said that he plans nationwide consultations on whether to form a new political party.
If Umkhonto Sizwe believes that going to listen to the people violates the constitution, it will tell me that listening to the people is a violation of the constitution. I will not resign. I said I will never resign from Umkhonto Sizwe.
Meanwhile, an MP of the MK party, Sihle Ngubane, spoke to the SABC a bit earlier.
Let's leave that to Floyd, the National I Command, to address it, and then they must sit with one another and try and see how do they work together.
Meanwhile, political analyst Dr. Levi Ndu says Floyd Shivambu's latest media briefing signals deep frustration with his role in the party. Although Shivambu says he won't resign, Ndu believes this may well be the first step towards breaking away from the party altogether.
Clearly, this relationship with the MK party's leadership, and I should say some in the leadership of the MK party, is broken, and he appears to be wanting to move on.
As for Shivambu's new party idea, here's analyst Sakele Ntlovu.
He doesn't have a constituent, and he'll be competing with the EFF and, of course, MK. So it's not a smart move on his part.
Then we move to the Eastern Cape. The province has estimated the damage to infrastructure on households at 4 billion rand. This was revealed by Acting Premier Mlungisi Mvoko during Provincial Day of Mourning that was held in Mthatha this afternoon. The cost is expected, however, to rise.
We have not listed damaged roads, bridges, hospitals and water infrastructure, but for now we estimate the damage to be around 4 billion.
Meanwhile, delivering government's message at the event honoring the lives of the more than 90 victims of the floods, Human Settlements Minister Thembi Simelane lauded the residents who risked their lives to save others and still continue to participate in relief operations.
The story of resilience, the story of Ubuntu, listening to all the areas we have traversed with the Premier in the province, there's always a beautiful story and a beautiful tale that will be told by our people.
And finally, an update from the Israel-Iran conflict in the Middle East. So in a televised interview in Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that they've destroyed more than half of Iran's missile launches. He also added that Israel is changing the face of the world with these strikes and said that all help is welcome in striking these sites in Iran. The country also accused the World Health Organization for what it calls a deafening selective silence after a hospital in southern Israel was hit in an Iranian missile strike, but the UN condemned both countries for striking each other's hospitals in these attacks. That's it from the news team for today. I'm Marlene Fischer. Have a good evening.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop,
get ready.
On Jacaranda FM.